Now, here a period of tumultuous broils. Away with Oxford to Haynes Castle Strait. For Somerset, off with his guilty head. Gilbert and hence, I will not hear them speak.
For my part, I'll not trouble thee with words.
Nor I, but stoop with patience to my fortune.
So part we sadly in this troublous world, to meet with joy in sweet Jerusalem.
Is proclamation made that who finds Edward shall have a high reward, and he his life?
It is. And lo, where youthful Edward comes.
Bring forth the gallant. Let us hear him speak. What can so young a thorn begin to prick? Edward, what satisfaction canst thou make for bearing arms, for stirring up my subjects, and all the trouble thou hast turned me to?
Speak like a subject, proud, ambitious York. Suppose that I am now my father's mouth. Resign thy chair, and where I stand, kneel thou, whilst I propose the selfsame words to thee, which, traitor, thou wouldst have me answer to.
Oh, that thy father had been so resolved.
That you might still have worn the petticoat and have stolen the breech from Lancaster.
Let Aesop's fable in a winter's night, his currish riddles thought not with this plague.
For heaven, brat, I'll plague you for that word.
Aye, thou was born to be a plague to men.
For God's sake, take away this captive scold.
Nay, take away this scolding clock back, rather.
Be spoilful, boy, or I will charm your tongue.
Untutored lad, thou art too malapert.
I know my duty. You're all untutable. Lascivious Edward. And thou, perjured George, and thou, misshapen Dick, I tell ye all, I am your better traitor than ye are, and thou usurped my father's right, and mine!
Take that! The likeness of this reigner here!
Cruel sir, take back! Rend thy agony!
Stop kissing me with his perjury!
Kill me too!
For we have done too much.
Why should she live to fill the world with words?
What does this swoon use mean for recovery?
Clarence, excuse me to the king, my brother. I'll hence to London on a serious matter. Hey, come there, be sure to hear some news.
What? What?
The tower! I'll root them out!
Oh, Ned. Sweet Ned. Speak to thy mother, boy. Canst thou not see? Traitor! Murderer! They that stabbed Caesar shed no blood at all, did not offend, nor were not worthy blame if this foul deed were far to equal it. He was a man. This in respect to child. And men spend their fury on a child. What's worse than murderer that I may name it? No. No. My heart will burst and if I speak. And I will speak. So my heart may burst. Butcher that villain! Bloody cannibal! A sweet of blood have you, timely crop! You have no children, butchers! If you had, the thought of them would have stirred up remorse! But if you ever chance to have a child, look in his youth to have him so cut off as deathman you have rid this sweet young prince.
I will not go bare hands before.
Nay! Never bear me hence. Dispatch me here. Here, seek thy sword. I'll pardon thee my death.
Stop!
What wilt thou not? Then Clarence, do it thou.
By heaven, I will not do thee so much ease.
Good Clarence, do. Sweet Clarence, do thou do it.
If thou not hear me swear, I would not do
it. Aye, but thou is useless to forswear thyself. To sin before, but now did charity. What wilt thou not? not here. Murder is thy arm's deed. Petitioners for blood, thou ne'er put'st back.
Why, I said I told thee, bear her hands.
Ow! So come to you and yours as to this prince.
Where's Richard gone?
To London, all in post. And as I guess, to make a bloody suffering at all.
He's sudden. Everything comes in his head. Now, march we hence. Discharge the common sort with pay and thanks. And let's away to London to see our gentle queen, how well she fares. By this, I hope she hath a son for me.